You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last week, Boise State Public Radio visited Valley County, specifically McCall. Our senior producer, Frankie Barnhill, and Morning Edition host, George Prentice, went to the small but growing Lake Town to hear directly from folks who live there. And Frankie is joining us live now to introduce our show today, which is all about McCall. Hi, Frankie.
Hi, Gemma.
So tell us why you chose McCall to report on, and frankly, why right now?
Yeah, so this was our first big reporting trip after COVID-19 sent all of us indoors to do interviews remotely from home. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to know how the Lake Town is recovering from the pandemic, frankly. We knew that they saw a big influx of visitors during the pandemic, and the town has always been a popular destination in the summer, but we wanted to see firsthand how they're handling reopening and dealing with the effects of COVID.
I mean, Frankie, I think it's fair to say McCall is really unique in a lot of ways. I mean, it was one of the first places in our state to actually enact COVID-19 restrictions at the very beginning of the pandemic. So how is that going right now? And I guess what stage are they in?
Right. Well, vaccination stage, right, along with the rest of the state. And Valley County actually has one of the highest vaccination rates in the state. We actually posed that same kind of question to our first guests when we got to town. George and I met on the porch of the McCall Star News. That's the local paper in downtown. We talked with fellow journalists Drew Dodson and Max Silverson to get the scoop on how things are going in the town they cover. George started by asking Drew how the economy is doing these days.
McCall is alive and well. You know, we expected we would maybe see a drop off in tourism during the pandemic. We did early on, you know, April and May, and then we resumed right back to the same record-breaking tourism summer after summer, you know, each successive month setting a new record. And the way we see that play out is in the city's local option tax collections for tourism. This is a tax that the city passed in 2006 to fund and to mitigate the impacts of tourism. And so it's a 3% tax on short-term lodging, hotels, short-term rentals, that kind of thing, and then a 1% general sales tax that excludes groceries. In the last several years, it's averaged right around $800,000 a year in revenue that it's doled out in an annual grant cycle to nonprofits, community events, things of that nature. And there was real concern last summer at what's going to happen with that funding source. Is that going to suddenly evaporate during the pandemic with people staying home? That's not what we saw. We continued setting records with it, and we've picked up right back where we left off this summer. As many people in town as ever. And we're actually currently seeing that with water demand. You know, we're setting all-time records for water demand in the city. So more people than ever, despite the pandemic, are still coming to McCall.
Wow. Well, I would love to talk a little bit about one thing that we have heard, of course, is that there is a extreme housing shortage. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Another piece of that is just how families are getting by and how they're making enough money to do what they need to do. Max, I would like to ask you just a little bit, I guess, about how families are getting by. What are you hearing from folks? What are their challenges, you know, just to stay in McCall and to live here?
So the housing shortage really does seem to have compounded across the community in so many different ways. One of those that came from a story I worked on recently was about childcare and the availability of childcare in Valley County, which is very scarce. Providers are having a hard time keeping employees because they can't pay them enough for them to actually be able to afford rent or to afford a mortgage or buy a home. And the only way they could really change that would be to charge people more. And of course, people are already feeling like they're paying a lot for childcare, fair price as it is. There's just not a lot of wiggle room for people to work with there. So the result of that is less childcare, more people staying at home looking after their own children, and a lot of hardship.
You know, we've heard a lot in different parts of Idaho, a lot of women in particular, working mothers, have had to quit their jobs because of childcare issues, in part so that they could, of course, be the person in the household who's making sure the kids are doing that at-home schooling, but also the pressures on continuing to work. Is that an issue that you're seeing in McCall, too?
I think absolutely. Yeah, the pressures on families are immense. There's a lot of people staying home, doing their jobs, and looking after their children at the same time. And I think a lot of people having to quit their jobs and not being able to work. And I think that's maybe why you see so many help wanted signs around town.
We are outdoors for our listeners. Yes, that is traffic. There's nothing wrong with your radio. We're on the front porch of the McCall Star News, and we're with reporters Drew Dodson and Max Silverson. Gentlemen, I would like to share with you a piece of a conversation that I just had with a woman by the name of Diane Cushlin. She and her husband have a home here in McCall, and they split their time between the Treasure Valley and McCall. She's also a planner for cities and nonprofits, but she sits on the City of McCall Housing Committee. It's a new committee. And so this is just a snippet of that conversation, and we're just going to listen to it. And then, Drew, I'd like for you to weigh in on some of what she's sharing. You're a homeowner, and I have to assume that you have seen and or heard that many of the folks who serve our food and clean our homes, who basically provide that service workforce, are finding it more and more difficult to live in the community and have to, well, commute maybe from Adams County or maybe even further. Have you seen and or heard that?
Yes, I think part of that housing assessment that the city did in 2018 looked at that very issue, and they found that 38% of the employees that work in McCall commute more than 40 miles to find employment here. Wow. And less than 17% actually live in the city. And another 38% live within 10 miles of the city. So that has a great impact, not just for the city of McCall, but in terms of our transportation systems and the burden it places on other communities.
And I guess the thing that really kicked in for me was that this was a survey done in 2018. Layer on top of that, the pandemic, a construction boom, and a migration of folks coming in and building or moving into mini mansions.
Sure. I think anybody who lives in McCall has either knows somebody or has met somebody who is commuting, kind of like Diane talked about, a number of miles just to get to work. I mean, for example, I met somebody this past winter hired by the Fish and Game, was working down out of the council office, had to actually live in McCall in his boss's basement because there's nowhere else for him to go. And it's either turned down the job that he's been working for, that he's, you know, he's fresh out of college, he's real excited about this job, or make it work. And so that's what people do. And, you know, I think the biggest thing, I know this won't be a popular answer as far as shining light on the housing problem, but it all starts with the sewer. And here in McCall, there simply is no sewer capacity. The sewer district currently has a moratorium to a degree on new sewer connections. It's limited to one connection per acre. And this is across the entire city. So in order to build affordable housing for these people to live in, you need density. And you can't have density without sewer capacity. And so all these large homes you see, it's because that's the one connection per acre that you can get. Now there is the light on the horizon with the sewer issues. The sewer district has plans to upgrade some pumps here in the city system that would open up about half of McCall for new connections beyond just one per acre. But that still leaves the other half of McCall in limbo. And it's not clear when that might get better.
I'd love to talk a little bit more about homeowners, second homeowners that have the second home here.
Sure.
And the effects that has on squeezing out people who are trying to have their first home here. Are you seeing, is it getting, you know, substantively worse? Has it gotten worse because of the pandemic? Or is it about on the same trajectory where it was before COVID-19?
It certainly seems like it's worse. It's every day you're hearing a new story from somebody who's getting kicked out of their long-term rental because the owner of the rental wants to make it a short-term rental. Maybe they want to come spend a couple weeks of the year up in McCall themselves. And beyond all that, there's just more interest. There's renewed interest in McCall that maybe we haven't seen before, that maybe past building booms haven't captured all the people we're capturing now because of social media and the way that, you know, McCall has, it's really become a destination, especially for people here in the state, you know, and after the pandemic, looking to get away, come visit new places. Maybe they hadn't heard of McCall before, now they have.
I think a lot of it too is growth versus development. Like there's so much growth in the housing market and so many more homes being built, but we don't have the development that comes with that that really should, like roads and like Drew mentioned, the sewer.
Infrastructure.
And, yeah, infrastructure mm-hmm. and all the amenities mm-hmm. that should come with that. So now if you own a home in McCall, you might not work in McCall. And if you work in McCall, you probably can't afford to own a home here.
And that was Max Silverson along with Drew Dodson. There are two reporters with the McCall Star News. They were interviewed by our Frankie Barnhill and our George Prentice. We're going to return after the break with more from McCall on this special presentation from Boise State Public Radio News. Be sure to go to boisestatepublicradio.org to see photos that go along with our interviews in McCall. More Idaho Matters next.